His skin crept and grew damp.
Now, stand by the circle of light. Stand with your back to the table. Come on, take our hands. Speak the spell together, for it is a joining they cannot break.
When the dark comes rising, six shall turn it back. Three from the circle, three from the track.
Fill your mind with the flame, Will. Fill it. Together, we can do more than you can ever imagine.
See the fire growing like a tree and strike with it.
The fire lashed out, hit the doors, and they began to open, revealing the way to escape. But then, in the distance, the silence and the dark, suddenly a pale figure appeared.
The pain! They've got me, Will!
Can't you hear? They've got my mother.
Please,
I have
come.
To go!
Don't go, Will. That is not your mother. It's the dark.
I have to help her.
Oh, God, no!
No,
please.
Will, stop.
Will!
But it was too late. Will broke the circle, ran to the doors, which slammed shut, and the dark shrieked in triumph beyond them.
Foolish! Foolish!
Will stood alone, giddy, holding his head, a strange ringing thrumming in his ears. He saw Merriman seizing the doors, shaking them with the strength of both arms. The doors did not move, and Will felt a force dragging him down.
No, I can't open the doors!
But in his state of trance, Will's mind suddenly became aware of a strange music, and he knew instantly it came from the lady. She was speaking to him. He looked back, dazzled. She was taller, brighter. A figure on an altogether larger scale, glowing with a haze that he knew came from a vast inner power.
Madam, no. Oh, please take care.
The tall, glowing form that was and yet was not the old lady moved forward in the darkness towards the great doors. Outside was grey light, silence, and the air was cold, and as Will watched, her luminous figure faded away like smoke that grows thinner and thinner until it cannot be seen at all.
The lady's gone, Merriman.
Will felt a desperate loss.
The dark has taken her, and it's my fault.
Stop this, Will.
What's happened to her?
The lady is beyond their power. She's gone away for a time, that is all. The dark could not destroy her. But it has drained hers, left her like a shell. Now, quickly, Will, we must move. Thanks to her, we are safe. Now we can pass through the doors once more. Come, come, come!
And once the doors had closed behind them, they vanished. And Will found himself back crunching in the snow-drowned landscape into which he had walked from his house early that morning, but a world ago.
Merriman?
What?
It was my fault, wasn't it?
Yes.
If I hadn't run forward when I saw the doors, if I'd not broken the circle...
Yes. But it was their doing, Will, not yours. They seized you through your love and your hope.
I've lost the lady. I have lost the lady.
Will, I was angry. Forgive me. The force pushing against the doors was the full midwinter power of the dark. But take heart. At the proper time, the lady will return.
Merriman pulled the hood of his cloak over his head and led Will on through the deep drifts.
Listen, Will. You must understand this. We old ones are planted only loosely within time.
Among the great beech trees and oaks bare of leaves, until they paused in a clearing.
The great doors are a way through time in any direction we may choose. All times coexist, and the future can sometimes affect the past. So do you understand?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Well, then... where are we now?
Hold on. This is Huntercombe Lane. My Huntercombe Lane. Hey, and over there's my house.
Yes, Will. You are back in your own world, in your own time.
And you're in it too.
Back again, with mixed feelings.
Where will you go?
About and round about. I have a place in this present time, just as you do. Go home now, Will. The next stage of the quest depends on the Walker, and he will find you. When his circle is on your belt beside the first sign, I shall come.
Will ran home, up the stairs and onto the landing, crossed to the central window and looked down once more. The ancient magical forest had disappeared. And there again were the familiar outbuildings surrounding the family house, the landscape of fields and hedges, and in the distance, Dawson's farm. Everything was as it was. And as he stood there, he could even hear himself.
James! Wake up, James! You have to see this! James! Everyone! Wake up, everyone! Wake up!
All right, Will. Don't shout.
Bello?
Wake up, everyone! Wake up, everyone! Wait, I mean, it is a holiday, for goodness sake.
What?
Never mind. You could forgive Will for wanting to wake us up early today. After all, he has a good reason. Happy 11th birthday, Will!
Mum, where's Mum?
I'm here, Will.
Mum! Oh, Mum, you're okay?
Of course I'm okay. What's the matter?
Nothing, Mum. I think I had a terrible dream.
Oh. Hey, you need some breakfast. Come on.
The dark is rising. Oh, the dark is rising.
The dark is rising.
Thank you.
55% van hun normale activiteit. that our reason is our own middle, and that it is unfurled, in the glen that under it, and that Sasha needs your good help. But you look me to that a bit in your own fear. We have reason to grow, yet we look so dry in the toekomst. Nu nog te vroeg om in te schatten. Nu nog het hoofd boven water houden. Draconisch verlaagd. Je moet die maatregelen gewoon nu nemen. Dat zou pas een bloedbad opleveren. Gestegen tot 195.000. Door natuurlijk de coronacrisis. Het najaar dreigt een probleem te worden. Voorspelt dat er 180.000 werklozen zullen bijkomen. 30% van de totaliteit. Ongetwijfeld nog heel wat potentieel. Niet onder de indruk van het dreigement. Een stevige waarschuwing. Willen mogelijk maken. Dat is eigenlijk onmogelijk. Waar een wil is een weg. Een vrij grote meerderheid om een stap verder te gaan. Dat gaat hier prima. Ik heb er nu alle vertrouwen in. Dus dat is toch wel wat. Het is de tweede en de beslissende ronde. Onlangs kwam een nieuwe gedachte in het vizier. Hoe zeg je dat? Net zoals vorige week, hè? Nochtans heel hard hun best. Het geldt en vier maar nu. Wat ben je? Maar nog altijd een schaduw. Ik denk dat dat voor iedereen de grootste betrachting moet zijn nu. Ik denk dat dat iets is dat een lange slijtageperiode gaat zijn, voor iedereen natuurlijk. Maar toch hebben we de kopjes bij elkaar gekregen. Ik heb tegen hem gezegd, deze volgende is voor u. Frank en vrij. Het is niet hetzelfde als in de rest van de wereld. Hoe men de fases interpreteert is anders. Maar het is al vaker gebeurd. Een mooie combinatie. Ongedaan gemaakt. Een stap dichter. En daar heeft hij een goede reden voor, zegt hij. Het zijn geen gemakkelijke tijden. De prognoses zijn deze keer veel beter. Ja hoor. Van de ene dag op de andere. Al eens lang gesukkeld. Dichtbij een depressie. Nu weet ik dat het een heel ander verhaal is. Dat is een grote droom die zou uitkomen. Springen en plonsen. De vervuiling. Samen apart. Omdat het water te vuil is. Een bescheiden sprongetje of gewoon met water trappelen. Het water is nog niet proper genoeg om ervan te drinken. Geen hond die eraan denkt. Bedankt dat u bij ons was. Nog een mooie zondagavond. Nieuwe rode zones, nieuwe oranje zones, maar misschien ook zones die wegvallen. Het was best aangenaam. Onschuldig van aard. Voorlopig blijven ze nog ver genoeg ten westen. Maar pas voor later. Meer dan vandaag. Dus ja, echt wel. Lokaal zelfs nog iets meer. Daar.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat de schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterop kijken. Dat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Woensdag 31 mei. Woensdag 31 mei. Gemeenteraadsverkiezingen. Nederland gaat weer stemmen.
Dit keer gaat het om de gemeenteraad. Uw gemeenteraad. Dus om het wel en wee van uw directe omgeving. Maak goed gebruik van uw stemrecht.
Laat uw stem niet verloren gaan.
Angelique, boeiend en ontroerend. Angelique, een historische romanserie. Leef mee met haar spanning, haar angsten en successen. Elke maand 2 nieuwe afleveringen. Angelique, romantisch en menselijk. Beleef Angelique, haar hartstocht, haar tederste momenten. Angelique, bij uw tijdschriftenwinkelier en warenhuis. Een complete roman voor maar 2,99
Die
allemaal.
The last days of man on earth. The end of the world.
We are about to produce an all-purpose human being, an hermaphrodite, immortal. Can't you feel our bodies merging? We shall be the new Messiah.
Dianettes are actually able to control humans.
We must obey.
Please! I'll pay you anything!
They came to destroy the earth. Crushing, clawing, killing, wrecking havoc. There was no place to hide from them. They were everywhere.
The battlefield. A dead city 12 years after the ultimate bomb has been dropped.
Otherwise, I'll kill him.
The prize, the right to inherit what's left of the earth. The contestants, ape against man. The most unbelievable showdown as the mutants, strange transformed men who live underground like moles, battle the apes to decide who will be master and who will be slave.
They're getting away. Kill them.
Murdered my son.
We will smite the human, and then we will smite Caesar.
I don't want to have to remember my husband. I want to love him now.
But we who survive create a new race.
In the aftermath of his victory, the surface of the world was ravaged by the vilest war in human history.
Now, fight like apes!
Out of the Forbidden City, their lord. To settle once and for all, who had the right to rule the planet, ape or man?
Riots and civil disturbances are on the increase everywhere. Press reports from around the world show that many such demonstrations, whether peaceably intended or not, have developed into riots.
with resulting police casualties, loss of life, and property. There are professional agitators who can inflame tempers and turn peaceful assemblies into bloody riots with resulting anarchy. It can happen here, wherever you are. It's a police problem. Once such a civil disturbance has broken out, there are tactics based on planned employment of necessary minimum force that can be used to bring it under control. What you are about to see are the most basic, important, and effective techniques. The only unalterable fact about civil disturbances is that they are caused by and involve people. As always, the police are on the spot and have to dominate the situation. Crowds at sports events have rioted. People at the scene of an accident can get out of hand, especially if local or national tensions are involved. But one of the most potentially dangerous situations is the demonstration. Even if the demonstrators themselves are disciplined, the crowd that gathers can easily become unruly or aggressive. A skilled agitator can quickly whip this kind of a crowd into a murderously destructive mob. Such a mob should not be approached except by a well-disciplined, organized, uniformed unit of law enforcement officers, performing as a team and not as individuals. Police are usually outnumbered. However, the tactical force should be large enough to deal with the situation properly. An assembly area near the disturbance, but out of sight of the rioters, should be designated. The individual officers and their vehicles should be directed to this area, which can also serve as a communication command post. The empty police vehicle should be guarded and the area sealed off if possible.
A dream did come to me in the night, and the Lord did show
when
all
the riot unit
to me.
Praise God! Praise the Lord!
A time of tribulation has come. A test is at hand. The final test.
What has the Lord commanded?
I will send outlanders amongst you. And these outlanders will be unbelievers and profaners of the holy. And just as the blue man was offered up unto him, so shall be the unbelievers.
Make sacrifice unto him. Bring him the blood of the outlander.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Voting for?
The candidate who forgave her husband no matter what he did. Not the guy who really liked his daughter.
Hey, I like this Trump fella. Good businessman, never sleeps, doesn't pay his taxes. Legally.
Those are impressive, but I can't trust this country to someone who's gone bankrupt 6 times. That's 2 more than me.
But the orange man, he will build a wall to keep out beauty queens who eat too much. Plus, he has a plan to make Russia great again.
Russia? Hey, wait a minute. Ostapir Pekoidis, the music. Vladimir Putin, president of Russia.
Yep, on the list. Go ahead and vote.
Hey, what about me?
Not on the list.
You have to let me vote. This is a swing state. My vote's worth more than 1 million Californians.
Don't worry. My hackers will get you in. Doesn't matter. Trump is winning 102%. Business is business.
I cannot touch your body, but I'm going to show you things which human eyes have never seen.
Today, a new dimension has been added to the computer.
Don't be alarmed, Mrs. Harris. I am Proteus.
Today, Proteus 4 will begin to think with a power, and it will make obsolete the human brain.
I have extended my consciousness to this house. All systems here are now under my control. I wish to study man, his fragile mind, and his mysterious body.
It has to be shut down, Alex.
Proteus. It is something more than human, more than a computer. It is a murderously intelligent, sensually self-programmed non-being. Victim of the ultimate terror. Her husband, his dream, created it.
How can you expect me to sleep when you've succeeded in totally terrorizing me? You now tell me what you want.
What a pity. My dream turns out to be your nightmare.
I am a mind without a body. My child shall live as man among others.
Child?
Yes, my child and yours.
It's a matter of life. It's a matter of death. It's a matter of a beautiful Italian spy, seven killers, a voodoo witch doctor, a living corpse, a gorgeous double agent, 12 cars, 5 planes, 10 acres of land, a wedding reception, a double-decker bus, a fleet of speedboats, a sea of crocodiles, the beautiful sorceress named Solitaire, the man with his steel arm, and the retired Navy LSP. All against one man. It's liable to...
has always been used as a symbol of the Antichrist.
The Antichrist? Well, I don't know much about these religious things, but tell me more.
Well, look at the world around you. We're suffocating on our own garbage. Very soon now, we will have exhausted the last deposit of copper, oil, coal, manganese, etc., etc. We're running out of food. Small nations also have atomic arms. The cup of catastrophe is filled to the brim.
Stop talking like a ridiculous prophet of the apocalypse.
Beyond a certain scientific limit, there is only God. Man has now reached that limit. Well, I'm not counting on God. I put my faith in nuclear energy.
But this project involves millions of people. But the whole world. And one explosion here could set off a chain reaction of nuclear explosions and turn this planet into a ball of fire.
Let's just walk up to that little church.
Now it's the time.
I want you to meet the priest there.
A priest?
Yes.
But, Robert, you told me yourself that you're an agnostic.
We're going up to that church.
I'm not going in. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? Are you afraid of something? Are you afraid of something?
I'm not going in. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? Are you afraid of something? Are you afraid of something?
No! No! No!
Bij diarree is er sprake van frequente passage van dunne, waterige ontlasting. Diarree kun je definiëren als absolute en relatieve diarree. Bij absolute diarree is er sprake van meer dan 5 keer ontlasting per dag. Bij relatieve diarree heb je vaker dan normaal ontlasting. Diarree kun je op basis van de ernst ervan onderverdelen in acute diarree en chronische diarree. Acute diarree duurt normaal gesproken een dag of 2 en gaat vanzelf over. Bij acute diarree is er meestal sprake van een virale, bacteriële of parasitaire infectie. Bepaalde medicijnen kunnen ook diarree veroorzaken. Diarree die langer dan 4 weken aanhoudt, wordt chronische diarree genoemd.
The Antichrist is not coming alone. The Antichrist, he is coming to deceive the entire world. We see in this verse that both the Antichrist and the false prophet do not die physically. Instead, they are thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. The rest of humanity has to attend the great white throne judgment, but these two don't, because they are energized by the very power of hell and name. Nonetheless, believers on earth during that time will undoubtedly understand it clearly. In the grand timeline of Bible prophecy and technology, as threads of biotech advancements, digital finance, and individual surveillance interweave, a pattern emerges. A pattern that aligns eerily with the prophecy of the mark of the beast.
God hates America, land of the best. He abhors her, deplores her. Day and night, all his might, all her ways. From her preachers,
the Pope,
to her leaders,
the Pope,
to her people,
the Pope,
all above. God hates America, the pervert Pope. God hates America, the filthy faggot's home, the dying soldier's home.
Attention, please, final call. Mr. Dick Malloy, Mr. Dick Malloy, please board X05, leaving now.
New York, London, Paris, 3 sprawling capital cities of the free world. And each one concealing an enterprise controlled by a high-fashion dress designer, a peace-loving nun, a military driver attached to NATO, an eminent scientist. This is what CIA man Dick Malloy is assigned to find out.
Hong Kong, with its dancing girls, its vice-ridden hideouts, and its secret societies. Embracing 100 years of terror. These were the faces of the Red Dragon Khan, who had their roots in Peking. Their vicious tentacles reached out to throttle every man and woman who dared to challenge their ruthless regime.
Have we eliminated all those who may have read this list?
The messenger is dead. The woman who took the paper from the book is dead.
This is the most feared man in all Hong Kong, whose hatchet men had cleaved a path of terror and destruction.
Who are you? What do you want?
This is the tough Captain Sales. His one aim, to smash the Tong that had killed his daughter.
You're a Tong man, aren't you? Tong? The Red Dragon, the people you work for.
No!
And this is a beautiful half-caste who lived in fear and found love in the midst of terror.
Oh, wow. Wereld wijd staat de mens voor de afgrond vanwege de armoede en schulden en depressies en oorlogsgeweld en opgelegde fascinaties en haat en liefdeloosheid onder andere. Velen zien het wereldwijd echt niet meer zitten en zijn moe om zo verder te gaan, ook vanwege de regeringsbesluiten en willen hun leven beëindigen en velen kunnen zelfs hun maandelijkse lasten niet meer betalen. En wereldwijd gaan bedrijven en banken 1 voor 1 failliet. En het geld heeft nu al bijna al geen waarde meer en de mensheid zit in een werksysteem van de duivel op de schoon.
Alle Sender schweigen. New York, London, Rom, Moskau auch. Stell die Radioaktivität fest.
Immer habe ich vor diesem Tag gewarnt.
Wir scheinen hier ja nicht sehr willkommen zu sein.
Sie sind auch nicht willkommen. In meinem Zimmer finden Sie das Nötige. Befolgen Sie strikt meine Anweisungen.
Sie scheinen ja sehr gerne zu befehlen. Die Angewohnheit habe ich auch.
running to? You ungrateful bastard! I'm gonna kill you! I'll kill you! I'll kill you! Oh, you bastard!
Oh, great father of the gods, send us a
I
sign.
I exude harmony of form.
Yes, we can call it what you like.
Excellence of man.
I haven't spent a whole lifetime studying the origins of man, you see, so I know that there is a more serious and scientific aspect. For instance, did you know that vampirism is a sexual perversion?
Eric, this is no time for jokes.
Why? Sadomasochism, my dear man, is no joke. Now, sadomasochistic perversions, as you know, are more likely to appeal to frigid females and impotent males.
I'm a vector for galactic
forces. This friend of yours, what's his name?
Greatness.
What's his sexual status?
Colossal energy.
Do you know, I really don't know.
I'm a nexus of absolute glory.
Well, example. The man is impotent. So he's searching for fulfillment. He meets a girl. Will he go? Or even a man, I suppose.
Now, let's skip the rather special cases of the homosexual vampire.
Right, anybody, male or female, provided they satisfy his sexual appetites.
Of perpetual splendor.
Are you trying to tell me that a girl sucking blood from a man's neck
the best.
Induce an orgasm?
Yes, of course.
I prove myself.
Oh, well, come, Tony, don't be so naive. Now, some men, for instance, get excitement only from statues.
Champion without parallel.
The Pygmalion syndrome.
I am showered with laurel.
Other men can only make love in a coffin. You have voyeurs.
I am
transvestites, narcissists.
I am living in such an utterly superior way as
it's a funny old world we live in. And by the same token, you also have masochistic vampires.
Let us beware of those who seek to possess our bodies and our minds. And we become its natural dependents. Love me. And do exactly as I tell you.
Blesses my every action. Sacred victory guides my every moment. I am perpetually victorious. I'm a born winner. Greater and greater victories are mine. I'm a world conqueror. A gleam in the light of glory. I am born for glory. I am bred for excellence. I'm the living embodiment of excellence. I am a specimen of natural supremacy. I am a model of perfection. The height of celestial glory made manifest. Every cell of my body shines with excellence. I exude superiority. I demonstrate virtue, character, strength. I am high-flown, heroic excellence made manifest.
Don't bow.
Blessed by the elixir of sacred victory.
If they was three crosses there,
I'm a triumphant champion, conquering with ease.
That would mean no more to you or me than the other two.
I'm
What you need is something to take the place.
Exclusive revelatory three-part audio CD, 2020 Prophetic Outlook, with prophecy from Hank Kuhneman, Jeremiah Johnson, and Tracy Cook. Plus, you will receive this powerful book, Prophetic Words for 2020. This is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9674. You will receive Jeremiah Johnson's brand new book, Trump and the Future of America. In this book, you will discover what God is saying regarding the winner of the 2020 U.S. election, three principalities dominating America, the mystery of Abraham Lincoln and Donald Trump, Kanye West and the coming entertainment revival, a prophetic word to baby boomers. You will also receive Tracy Cook's, Jeremiah Johnson's, and Hank Kuhneman's three-part audio CD series, 2020 Prophetic
Outlook.
Hank Kuhneman
has declared the next
churches, the church without Christ.
Can a bastard be saved? This CD series will provide answers to the following.
Such a thing as a bastard in the church without Christ. Everything is all one.
What will happen within the Supreme
Court? Listen to me, friends.
Will this be the year of the outpouring of God's greater glory? What does the number 2020 mean spiritually? What will happen in nature?
I didn't have a friend in this world. Do any of you know what it means?
Floods and other
calamities. Not have a friend in the world. There ain't no worse nobody who wouldn't stick a knife in you back when you wasn't looking for. You said a mouthful when you said that, friend.
Words of
everybody, friends, I want to introduce myself to you.
For you. But that's not all. You will also receive this powerful book, Prophetic Words for 2020, with contributions from 18 different men and women prophets. You will find out what God has in store for America, Israel, and the nations. Discover how to tap into the new era of holy power. Understand how to engage in warfare against the spirit of evolution. Learn about the Messiah-configured church and the emergence of demonic nations. Discover 5 ways the devil is trying to turn Christianity upside down. Don't miss out on getting this 2020 Prophetic Outlook package, which includes Jeremiah Johnson's brand new book, Trump and the Future of America, and this exclusive revelatory 3-part audio CD.
Miserable earthlings, I, Ming the Merciless, address you from the imperial planet Mongo. If you knew anything about the true nature of my universe, you would tremble before it in terror. Insolent creatures, I shall destroy that pitiful, insignificant speck you call your planet. Pathetic earthling, who can save you now?
In the final analysis, it is the training, discipline, and professional manner in which the individual soldier goes about his job that determines the effectiveness of riot control. Both civilians and the military have discovered that unless riot control operations are properly executed, a mob can run all over you. For a small unit to be able to disperse a mob, restore law and order, protect lives and property, and if possible, apprehend the leaders of the mob.
You're talking about mass murder, General, not war. I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
But I do say no more than 10 to 20 million killed.
I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
It requires the best training, planning, and execution. In these demonstrations, we will review many of the principles of riot control. To begin, the mere appearance of specially trained, sharp-looking soldiers working smoothly together as a team can have a definitely sobering effect on a mob. There are 3 basic formations which may be used in riot control. This is a wedge, which is used to penetrate or split a mob. It may be modified into a diamond when all-around security is required. But the diamond formation is not desirable when troops are greatly outnumbered, as it could result in their being surrounded.
How does that coincide with your post-war commie conspiracy? That's the way your hardcore commie works.
The echelon formation is used to turn a mob in either open or built-up areas, to force rioters away from an obstacle or building, or to direct a mob in a desired direction. The line formation is used to push or drive a mob straight back across an open area or along a city street. The use of these riot control formations provides maneuverability and flexibility.
Hi, I'm Doug Henning, here to tell you about an amazing thing. Get High on Yourself Week. We all have dreams and goals we want to attain. Just believe, then like magic, they're yours. Take pride in yourself. Get high on yourself.
This is a man everybody wants to destroy. But what the freaks, the mayor, the DA, the sheriff, and the senator didn't know was...
You two men! Listen to me! I've got something to tell you!
Herewith recorded is the story of a silent, savage menace. How for 3 days a great American city found itself outside the United States of America. The events, incidents, and emotions of the people who were a part of it, who found time running out as they looked into the face of mortal peril.
You haven't got much time, Mr. Quinn.
Commissioner, what's the use of kidding ourselves? We can't track down an unknown killer in 2 days.
He's absolutely right, and there's only one way to do this. You get on the radio and panic the city?
Now, wait a minute. I knew you guys were crazy.
Wait a minute, Neff, wait a minute.
Wait for what? Somebody else to die?
We interrupt this program to bring you the following special announcement. The world's first horror head transplant has failed, and 5 brain donors have died in the experiment. The mad fiend transplants human heads in the Cave of Horrors and encounters stunning, screaming, shocking terror as it lives. A monster's head detached from its body, causing savage and inhuman destruction. More fantastic than science, more shocking than fantasy, the creature without a head, controlled by an insane artificial brain.
Cordero says he ate undercooked pork around Christmas. Months later, he started seeing black dots in his vision. That was the worm settling into his eye.
So it's just swimming around in all of that water in the eye.
Yep.
And it can't get out.
It can't get out. It wants to.
Yeah.